So the big day for kindergarten enrollment for our public schools is tomorrow. Each of the elementary schools has been hosting information nights all this week and tours the whole month. Talk about what schools have done to help parents learn more about their options for enrolling their young ones.
Sure. So all of our schools have been holding parent information nights all week. And over the past month, they've been giving tours. So tomorrow is our big registration day. So hopefully parents come pretty well informed of the school they want their students to attend. And tomorrow is the day where they'll go in, they'll get a registration packet to officially register their students. They'll get an information packet about the school, and then we'll have them apply for an e-care application as well. Those are the three main things we'll do tomorrow at registration.
And so if there's a parent out there listening who has a four-year-old or a five-year-old and hasn't even thought about this yet, on the left side of the RFSD website, there's a big button that says click here for kindergarten enrollment info. Once you do, you'll see the attendance area map right at the top of the page. Technically, parents can enroll their rising kindergartners into any public school, but what is the significance of these attendance maps in particular?
So we provide transportation from a student's attendance area to that particular school. And students can enroll in any of our schools, but parents will have to transport students who live outside of that particular area.
And so what do parents need to bring to school on Friday when they show up in person tomorrow to get their kids registered?
Parents should bring three things: a copy of their child's birth certificate, a copy of their child's immunization record, if they have those things, and then lastly, a check if they want to enroll their child in full-time kindergarten, which is $353, a declaration of commitment is what we're calling it.
And so half-day kindergarten is free for all students, but full-day kindergarten has some costs involved, thanks in part, I mean, let's be honest, to our state's failure to adequately fund public schools. What about parents who can't afford tuition?
We've got two options there. There's the e-care scholarship that I mentioned, and that's based on need, not just financial need, but a variety of other factors. And then most all of our elementary schools offer tuition assistance, which parents can apply for. And if that's you, you should also bring pay stubs for everyone working in your house or a copy of your taxes from last year.
So if parents are enrolling their kids in full-day kindergarten and can't afford the tuition, they need to be bringing this material tomorrow because Friday, 5 p.m. is the deadline to apply for these scholarships.
You got it.
So what if parents don't get their kids registered by 5 p.m. Friday?
You know, we're hoping that everyone will come in by 5 p.m. tomorrow. But if not, you can come in anytime. But the window for those scholarships will be closed tomorrow at 5.
And so this fall, school starts later than usual, in part to address the Grand Avenue Bridge construction impacts in the valley. When is the first day of kindergarten in fall of 2017?
So Labor Day is Monday, September 4th. The first day of school for first through 12th graders is Tuesday, September 5th. That's also the first day of 2 days of orientation for kindergartners. And then the first official full day of kindergarten is Thursday, the 7th.
And are parents invited to come to those first 2 days of orientation?
Sure, yeah.
And so who can enroll in kindergarten? When do you need to turn five?
Anyone can enroll who is five by October 1st, 2017.
So there will be some four-year-olds who start kindergarten this fall, but they'll need to turn five by October.
That's correct.
Yep. Great. Well, Angie Davlin is Senior Project Manager for Roaring Fork Schools. Thanks so much for coming into the studio, and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Gavin.